May the 17th, Proverbs 17, verse 9. Welcome to Proverbs for the day. May the 17th, Proverbs 17, verse 9. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. You know, the Bible is the book about life. It's the book about life on earth. It's the book about life in eternity. And it's the book about life everywhere. It tells us about the solar system. It tells us about outside the solar system. It tells us about the creatures we cannot see yet. It tells us about what's made before us, about what's going to be after us. And so the Bible is the book. It's the book about life. And the scriptures, the word scriptures is script. It's writing. So it equals the writings of the Lord to mankind. We call it the Bible. So, it requires reading. It requires instruction. It requires memorizing. Hello? It requires everything that everything else does. Listen, accounting and law and welding and driving and handling weapons and chemicals and baking and butchering and candlestick making, they all require those things. They require reading and instruction and memorizing and everything. And so when we come to this thing of transgressions, God gives us instructions on it. And this is just a short devotional time, so we're going to deal with it in such a way for the day. Notice what it says. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth the matter separateth very friends. Let's find out what the Bible means by this. Let's find out what the Bible teaches us about it. First of all, transgression must be handled God's way. You know, there's all sorts of ways of handling stuff. And generally speaking, we figure our way is the right way. It might be because we were raised a certain way. It might be because we like solving things a certain way. I mean, you know what the fellow said one time. He said, to a man with a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. Okay? In other words, he just goes around hammering everything. And transgression must be handled God's way. In 1 Peter chapter 4, he says in verse 8, and above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. And he says the multitude of sins is as in, it'd be like today we'd say, so charity will cover just about everything. Now we know the Bible teaches there are some things that come between people, but he's trying to teach us that the transgression must be handled God's way. If not, there will be an unhealthy, unsafe relationship, attitude, spirit, etc. Notice he says, he that covereth, he that covereth. A lot of times you can tell if your or mine old nature is involved in something because how we react to that. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Proverbs 10, verse 12. Now you know that's true, even out in the worldly sense. Haven't you seen someone overlook something and somebody else just because they were partial to them? It's cover. You notice we use that word when we take care of a debt. We cover the debt. We pay it. We cancel it. Yeah, I'll cover that one. Yeah, it's covered. It's taken care of. For us, it's the blood of Jesus Christ that does it. It's paid by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can easily get away from that if we get away from our own need to have our sins covered. It says in Romans chapter 4, verse 6, even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. You see, when David wrote, and Paul is quoting David out of the Psalms, one of the places is here over here in Psalm 32, the 32nd Psalm, where he says in verse 1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. There is a blessedness knowing that God will cover our sins. Now, 1 John 1, of course, says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. But we don't have time to preach a whole message here. All we do is have time to point out that transgression must be handled God's way. And if it's not, there's trouble to pay on both ends. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins, Selah. Psalm 85 and verse 2. Secondly, transgressors need God's mercy. Transgressors need God's mercy. We know what the Bible tells us to do when we transgress. And the Bible tells us that we have to deal with God. We have to deal with the Lord. David isn't playing down what he did with Bathsheba and Uriah in Psalm 51 when he says, "Against thee, thee only have I sinned." He's dealing with the highest power there is. If you're not careful, you'll think that you're the highest power there is and that everybody has to have your forgiveness and you can withhold it. But see, he is. Look, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have what? Mercy. Proverbs 28:13. And that's dealing with God. That's dealing with the Lord. You know, the old timers used to teach, the one you need forgiveness from is the Lord. If you get that, everything else will be okay. Because transgressors need God's mercy. So, if I'm a transgressor, because all have sinned, and you're a transgressor for all have sinned, we need mercy. Okay? So transgressions, number three, are a tactic of the enemy. What does he say happens here? He that repeateth the matter, now listen, separateth very friends. We would call it today, you hear somebody talking about something coming between two people. Well, I don't know what, it says in another passage in Proverbs, a whisper separateth chief friends. So transgressions must be handled God's way. They're to be covered God's way, covered by the blood, okay? Covered by the brotherhood that he put us into as Christians. Transgressors need mercy. Meaning we all need mercy, so we show mercy. And then transgressions are a tactic of the enemy. They separate friends. How? Look, repeateth a matter. Repeateth. See, let's say you have forgiven something. You've covered it. You put it under the blood. When the enemy comes and repeats it, you know what you say to him? I'm sorry, but that's covered. Out there in the world of criminal justice and the court system and stuff, they talk about something being sealed. You know, that file is sealed, that case is sealed, those charges have been sealed. Listen, when it comes to your mind after you've dealt with it, you've got to tell the enemy sorry, but this is one of your tactics, trying to use transgressions. You see, if you're not careful, that song, "What Sins Are You Talking About?" won't mean much to you because you're not practicing it in others, and so you're not sure God's practicing it with you. It's not some kind of torture for God to say, "If you'll forgive others, I'll forgive you." It's God reminding you that you and I, as transgressors, need God's mercy. And then think about this. There's others, and there's yourself, and there's God. There's three things, three people that have to have this thing covered. Now, God doesn't do evil, and he doesn't tempt anybody to do evil. But the devil will try to accuse God of evil. The devil will try to condemn the Lord to you. The devil, in the first recorded, right there in the beginning interaction with Eve, he tried to accuse God's motive. And he will so with you and I. He does it in the first person. He doesn't say, "Don't you think?" He'll say, "I." He'll whisper in your ear and he'll tell you, "I hate the Lord." Well, he does. He wants you to pick up the same phrase. Or, "Why did that happen to me? God shouldn't allow that to have happened." You say, "Well, so I have to forgive God?" No, no. What you've got to do is you've got to cover the transgressions of others and not blame them on God. Because you need it. You know, you can tell when someone's in the frame of mind where they're not practicing Proverbs 17 and verse 9 because they themselves can constantly bring up stuff without dealing with their own. And even if those, and what's funny is theirs might be much more severe, but they won't do it. Now listen, here we go. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love. You may have to obey God and cover it in the blood and then experience the feeling of love. It's fact, and it's faith, and it's feeling. But he that repeateth the matter separateth very friends. Watch those who repeat transgressions. Watch those who bring them up constantly. You know, I don't care how super spiritual they're trying to appear or how they're trying to protect people, you better watch them. And preachers, your fellow preachers, or yourself, can be just as guilty. Ladies, getting together, listen, between you and your husband, husbands and wives, that thing will creep in there. You better deal with it. May 17th, Proverbs 17, verse 9. Have a good day.